Hello, hello, hello. Habaka here. I'm so glad you're here. Get ready to dip into the fresh nectar of community, creativity, and conversations. This is the Honeycomb Hideout, and welcome to another episode of the Honeycomb Hideout. And today's episode is freedom. So I chose this today because it is a holiday and it is Independence Day. And this is, our independence was declared in 1776. Now, as a vocalist and being in the music industry, you know, I felt this would be a great topic to speak on because it's going to be story time. I have some stories to tell about being over in Italy and performing over there. I lived there 25 years. And so it brought to my mind thinking about freedom. And to be honest with you, a lot of people are not feeling so free at the moment, considering everything that's going on. Okay, I can definitely relate to those feelings. And some days I feel really down too. And you know what? But we've got to keep ourselves lifted up. We've got to keep a positive mind no matter what. And we have to know that we cannot fall into fear, because fear is very, very powerful. And once you feed into fear, you have lost the battle. So, I think it stopped recording, but anyway, I'm picking it back up. And what I wanted to say is also that, you know, here's the story. I was living in Italy. This is just one of the stories. And like I said, I was singing there many years. And it was evening. I had gone with a friend to another town called Piacenza. And I loved going there on the weekends and going to the market. And they would always have so many great markets in Italy that you could just really get yourself lost. And so I would go there and so this particular day, I went there with a friend and we stayed there until dusk, and we were returning back to Cremona, which is the town that I lived in, which is in northern Italy. And it became evening and I was driving, and we were stopped by the police. Okay. It was very dark. The road we were on was pitch black, and it was only a one-car lane road, and there were two police officers. They were talking in Italian, of course, and I myself at that time did not speak Italian at all. Very little, very, very little. And I was in the car. Like I said, I was driving. I was with a friend, and he too was also black as well. And I tell you, we were both not from Italy, okay? And so they asked for my driver's license, which I had my American driver's license, and I also had permission to drive while being in Italy from my insurance company, thank God. And I gave them my license and my ID. And so the young officer was starting to instigate the person sitting to my right. And they were talking in Italian, and they were calling us all kinds of names. He was calling us all kinds of names. And he was getting himself really, really worked up. But my friend would not respond. He wouldn't say a word. He didn't say a word. Now, the other officer was an older gentleman who had been in the force for quite some time, I take it. And once he looked at my documents and everything, and I gave them also my passport, he told the other guy to stop it because I was an American citizen and I could go to my American embassy and put in a complaint. I understood that much, even though I didn't speak Italian. But, you know, the Lord has a way of letting you understand pretty much the scenario and what's going on. And so, with that being said, at that time, at that moment, I was glad to be an American. And because that's what saved our lives. And the younger guy still wanted to have his shenanigans and have his way. But the older officer made him stop because I had a passport. And so I said all of that to say this, that today is Independence Day. And I am so glad to still be free. And I know for a fact that even though we are going through a lot of changes in America at the moment, we are still free for the moment. And I am praying that we will prevail. And so I just want to spread the love and encourage anyone, you know, and I still get to sing. I still get to spread the love through my music. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for coming and listening to the Honeycomb Hideout. And have a great day and have a great July 4th. Bye-bye.